Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Quantum Papers Q3 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajesh Majumdar from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thanks, Tanvi, good day to all of you. We have with us today the management team of Quantum Papers, represented by Mr. Pavan Khaitan, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Roshan Garg, the Chief Financial Officer. Congratulations, sir, on a great set of numbers. I think the company has been doing well consistently for the last few quarters, and we have seen that the paper prices have been strong for most of the last 6 months or 8 months. I would, without saying anything more, I would like to hand over the floor to you for your opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rajesh, for this introduction and also to B&K Securities for hosting this earning calls today. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm call for this quarterly earnings conference call to discuss the results and business updates for the third quarter and 9 months ended financial year 2023. It's a pleasure to connect with all of you again. Let me briefly take you through the quarterly business highlights and industry developments, following which Mr. Roshan Garg, our CFO, will take you through the financials. I'm happy to announce that we closed the third quarter of FY23 on a very strong note, with the company reaching its highest ever revenue and EBITDA mark on the back of healthy pricing scenario and cost optimizations. The Indian paper industry is on a relatively strong footing on the back of the implementation of the NEP, the National Education Policy, and the ban on single-use plastic imposed by the Government of India. This has opened a huge opportunity for the industry, as paper is the rightful replacement to plastic products used for packaging, including food wrapping. Overall, the Indian paper industry is expected to continue its growth trajectory in the coming years, driven by an increasing trend in demand and supportive government policies. During the quarter, our company has seen strong demand for our products, which has resulted in a robust increase in our revenues and profitability. This quarter, we reported our highest ever revenue and EBITDA with significant growth on year-on-year basis. There is a healthy growth in order books and on the back of strong demand pull for our products and higher NSRs. The focus on improving our operational efficiencies and cost optimizations have helped us achieve an EBITDA level of 30% this quarter. The company has now finalized plans to spend 285 crores towards capacity expansion and cost optimizations, particularly on the energy front. We will increase the production capacity on all our four existing paper machines by up to 25% in the next financial year. Towards this, the modification work on our PM1 and PM2 has already started in December of 2022. From a sustainability perspective, we continue to educate local farmers on the benefits of social forestry and have also increased the production of in-house clonal varieties of wood species. Innovative technologies are being adapted to save water consumption by up to 20-25% in our plant operations, which will have a salutary effect on our environment. Now I will request Mr. Roshan Garg, our CFO, to give you a brief about the quarterly financials.
Thank you, Pavanji, and good afternoon, everyone. I would like to brief you on the financial performance of the third quarter and 9 months period ended financial year 2023. We reported our highest ever quarterly revenue of rupees 351 crores, which increased by 53% on year-on-year basis. The EBITDA for quarter three FY23 stood at rupees 105 crores, which grew by 244% on a year-on-year basis, with EBITDA margin reported at 30%. Net profit stood at 57 crores and PAT margin reported at 16.3%. For 9 months FY23, income from operations stood at rupees 966 crores, representing a growth of 67% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at 265 crores, growing by over 200%. Net profit stood at rupees 71 crores. This is after an adjustment of exceptional item being non-cash of rupees 63.42 crores, which has been mentioned earlier in June 22 quarterly results. Robust cash flows have allowed the company to further prepay loans of rupees 105 crores of the restructured term debt loans in December 2022. This is in addition to the quarterly installments being paid from September 22 onwards. During the year, the external credit rating has been further revised upward to A- for long-term loans and A2+ for short-term loans from BBB+ and A2 respectively by CARE Rating Limited. We would now be happy to discuss any questions, comments or suggestions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sandesh Parmecha from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, just give sales number.
Sorry to interrupt you. Sandesh, your voice is breaking up. It's fluctuating. So, if you're using any external device, we would request you to please speak through the handset instead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, better.
Great. Thank you. Sir, can you give me a sales volume for this quarter, last quarter, and Q3 FY22, if possible?
We are operating at 100% capacity. We are doing 38,000 tons. In this quarter as well as the previous quarter, and that is why we felt the need to increase our capacities, and that why the investment in our machines to increase capacities by about 25%.
Right, sir. So what was the volume last year, sir, same quarter?
Last year the same quarter was similar, about 39,000 tons. Actually, it varies according to GSM. We are now being able to attract orders of lower GSM but with a higher realization. So a little bit of difference in volumes you will notice there, but not much on an overall term.
Not overall term. So what would be our outlook for paper prices for next quarter, this quarter?
So fortunately, we are serving the market needs where the prices, I believe, are quite stable now. Though we've seen a slight dip of about 1,000 rupees per ton currently, but as a result of our stronghold in the market, our realizations were at 90,000 rupees per metric ton plus, which has gone up from 86,000 in the previous quarter. So we are yet at a very high pricing level. So even if there is a reduction of 1 or 2 rupees, not more than that, we will still have a very, very good top line and bottom line.
So we expect to see it continuing for next 2 quarters as well, right, sir? Basically. Hello.
Sorry, sir, we were not able to hear.
That is true. We will see a continued trend in the pricing at a similar level.
Okay. So Chinese pulp prices, sir, have corrected from peak of, you know, around $865 per ton to, you know, they're currently trading around $800. So what would be our outlook for global pulp prices for next 2 quarters? Would we witness sharp slowdown in the paper and packaging demand, along with supply side pressure also, you know, since large new supplies are there to commence in Q4 as well? So do we see any correction happening on that and pulp prices on?
It's a good question, Sandeep. Earlier, we would witness a corresponding change in paper prices according to the ruling pulp prices, inevitably between about a 1-2 month lag. But we have not witnessed such price reductions despite pricing coming down. Earlier, wood pulp pricing had reached a high level of $1,200 per ton, and even despite coming down by about $400 a ton, the pricing of paper has actually gone up in the interim from a level of about 65,000 rupees per ton at the start of the year. We are now ruling at 90,000 rupees per ton. So that correlation, a direct correlation between wood pulp pricing and paper pricing within India is not there anymore, prevalent there anymore.
Okay.
However, we do not rule out the correlation completely, and I think that is why we are seeing a slight reduction in pricing, because largely because demand is now stabilizing at these levels, and I think with the implementation, rightful implementation of NEP, the demands would pick up and help stabilize the pricing further.
Okay. So if I may, so what would be a mix between low GSM and high GSM production of paper, sir?
We are doing about 50-50%. 50% is in the GSM ranges up to 56-58 GSM, and balance is 60 GSM and above. So that's the 60 GSM is the cutoff mark between what we call as a high GSM paper, and below that is a low GSM paper.
Okay. So if I may, last question, sir. So what will the price difference between domestic and imported paper prices, you know, near the port area at the moment, and how different is it from the pre-COVID levels?
So today the export realization for us is about 8,000 rupees lower than the domestic market. And yes, in the COVID times, the export market was actually helping us fetch a better price. That was largely because the Indian market was almost not there. Schools, colleges, high consumption areas being totally locked down and completely closed. So that's the scenario, and I think this is what we witnessed, the export market, because of a larger competition base, normally gets a ruling of price ruling of about 8,000 to 10,000 rupees lower than the domestic market.
Right, sir. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. Participants, we request you to please limit your questions to two per participant. In case you have any questions, you may join the queue back. The next question is from the line of Kankat Mehta from Sun City Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. We can see the growth is muted for the quarter two and quarter three. In value terms, as you told right now, in the volume terms also. Can you give some guidance for the Q4? Will the same trend continue, or there may be some change? Second question is in regards to your expansion plan for 285 crores, wherein you have mentioned that it's only modernization of paper mill and pulp mill. Will there be any capacity expansion, or is there no capacity expansion? And my third question is regarding this part of other expenses. This is consist of power and fuel, cost of chemicals and others, which constitute around 43% of the total expenses. So there, what type of saving reduction we have achieved, or we are planning in future to reduce this cost part? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ganpatji. The trending for volumes is going to be very similar. As I mentioned, we are currently operating at 50% capacity. That trend is going to continue, and with a similar pricing level that I'm budgeting for in the next quarter, we are targeting a revenue of close to 350 crores in the Q4 as well. Regards to a capacity expansion, it's a combination of investment in our paper machines, pulp mill, and the energy side. So yes, the investment in the paper mill will release about 25% additional capacity. From the current 150,000 tons, we are planning to go up to a 2 lakh tons per annum capacity. And investments in a pulp mill will reduce our cost of operations, as well as on the energy side, it is going to help reduce our energy costs by about close to 20%. So that will cover your question on your expenses of power and fuel. The power and fuel expenses actually went up phenomenally because cost of coal rose up dramatically in the past year from a level of about 5,500 rupees per ton. Coal was being sold in the market for close to 14 to 15,000 rupees per ton. So that was the reason why a high fuel cost was observed for us as well as most other industries. And what there is where the need has been felt to reduce this dependence on energy costs and reduce it by optimizing our operations accordingly.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Majumdar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. I had one question on this syllabus change. If I remember correctly, that the syllabus change for ICSE and CBSE was supposed to be a big driver for the paper industry in the near term. Has that taken place or will it take place? Can you give us some color on that?
So, Rajesh, it has yet not been implemented. This part of the syllabus change is yet in the offing. It is expected one is expecting that for the next education year, which starts in August of 23, for the colleges at least it should start. For the schools it may come in the month of March and April of 24. But even if the syllabus for colleges changes, they could show a dramatic shift in demand and a pull of demand for paper for the industry.
That's roughly about 40% of our market, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anil Garg, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. I have a few questions that I would like to understand from the management. I have been tracking the company's performance from last 2 years and witnessed a sharp increase in the margins from Q1 of this financial year. Till last quarter of the previous financial year, margins were in the range of 13 to 15% and then in this year, the margins are almost doubled. So what are the major reasons for that? Is it all due to the better NSR or have the company undertaken any cost reduction measures?
Well, thank you for that question. We actually set out a large backward integration project of consisting of our own wood pulp mill, a chemical recovery and our captive power in the year 2018, which got commissioned in March of 21. So now the fruits of that entire capex plan is coming to bear and we have seen a huge reduction in cost of our operations as well, which has lent very, very healthily and dramatically to this EBITDA margin increase. So if you see the price increase has helped us grow by about 30-odd%, but the cost reduction also been dramatic. So both have helped in tandem to increase our EBITDA levels from the, as rightfully said, from about 15% to the current 30% mark.
So is this margin sustainable or is there any further scope of increase in the margins from here?
Yes, we are targeting a slight bit increase with this further investment that we are planning, which is growing our volumes by 25% and reducing our energy costs and chemical costs somewhat. Energy costs is surely going to reduce by 20-odd% and chemical costs by way of better efficiencies. We are targeting an EBITDA level of 33% now going forward, which we should be able to achieve in financial year 24-25. The whole of next year will take to implement this entire capex plan of 285 crores, and the results of that will be very, very visible in financial year 24-25.
Okay, and what is the present raw material mix, and if you could highlight about the current prices of agri and wood?
So we are doing a 50-50% of agro pulp and wood pulp, and which we are sort of manufacturing all internally. We are buying agro pulp, we are buying wheat straw to make our agro pulp, and certain species of wood chips and veneer chips. It's a variety of wood species that we buy, and even we include bamboo in that, and all that is pulp and sort of blended to make the wood pulp of the desirable quality that we require.
Okay. And one
I think if you see today, wheat straw pricing is at about 10,000 rupees per ton, and wood pricing is at about 7,000 to 7,500 rupees per ton average.
Okay, okay. And one last question: any update on capex on tissue paper plant?
Yes, that is part of this 285 crore spend. Okay. So yes, we will be investing in sort of the tissue line as well, and upgrading that and commissioning that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. And thank you for this opportunity. So you did mention that because of the efficiencies that will be put into place, we will be reducing our requirement for chemicals also. So could you please elaborate more on the same, whether what were you trying to explain, sir?
So in the pulp mill, we are going to put up a twin roll press where the efficiencies of pulping increase dramatically and the requirement of chemicals reduces for the pulp making process. And we are going to put this twin roll press in both our agro pulping street as well as our wood pulping street. So that will help in reducing the cost of operation and cost of chemicals in our pulp making process.
And by what percentage, sir? And is it this technology only we are newly introducing, or other mills have already done the same? Is the new norm there?
It's already an established technology. All the big mills have already implemented this, and we will be also partaking of this technology and helping upgrade our pulping facility.
And what kind of reduction, sir? Sir, mainly the chemical includes the caustic part, or others also, if you could elaborate slightly more on the same.
Even the caustic, yes, the caustic addition in our pulping process will decrease, as well as the bleaching chemicals. So this, because of the establishment of this twin roll press, the losses that we incur on our pulping will reduce, and that is why the subsequent processes will require lesser chemicals to bleach and prepare the pulp.
Okay, sir. Last small point, sir. What have been our utilization levels? You mentioned it for this quarter and for the 9 months.
Utilization of what?
Of plant utilization.
100%. Our machines are working to 100% capacity, and for the last two quarters, even the first quarter as well. And that is why the need has been felt to upgrade our plant operational capacities, and that is why this plan of CapEx plan has been made to increase our operational capacity by about 25%.
Right. And so there was some news also for the import, some amount of import going ahead. I think so some BIS standards, there were some manufacturers who were looking for this certification from government. And now with that into the way, there will be some quantity, or there will be quantity of papers now being imported in the country. So any updates you would like to give, and what have been the imported quantity for the 9 months and the comparative number?
So I think this is with respect to copier paper, and the BIS standards with respect to copier paper are set to change a bit, and which will clearly impact the imports of copier into the company. Currently, the import levels are very, very minuscule.
Sorry to interrupt here. Management members, we are unable to hear you. It seems that we have lost the connection for the management. We'll reconnect our line. Please be on hold. This is the operator here. We have the management line reconnected. So you may proceed, please.
So the question with respect to imports of paper, I think that was the BIS standards are likely to change for the copier grade of paper, and that is going to clearly affect the imports as well. And currently in the current financial year, there have hardly been any volume of imports of copier grades, And largely this is also because the PIMS was implemented by Government of India. That's the price import monitoring system, whereby every quantity and volume of paper has to be declared by the trader, and government is regulating the imports of paper in a big way. So good control on imports is there, and I don't see a huge effect of imports in the long run affecting our paper industry in future.
Correct. Correct, sir. So volume number, can you give any share on a comparative basis with these steps taken by the government? And it is only to provide the level playing field to the Indian producer, because I think so Indonesia and all have been there for selling or dumping, if I may use, in the country. It is to avoid that issue, or what could be the reason for these monitorings that have taken place?
So pre-COVID, we were importing about 4 million tons of paper on an overall aspect. And the industry size within India was about 15 to 16 million tons. So almost 25% capacity was coming in by way of imports. That has drastically come down. And this year we are seeing levels of, at the year end, we should see no more than 1.75 million tons overall coming into India.
Okay. And can you give some more understanding what should be the likelihood going ahead? I mean, these norms will have a... had already had the impact, or going ahead this 1.75 will can further go down, or is it the incremental demand, inherent demand in the country that will continue with some import? There has to be some import in that case.
So India is witnessing quite a strong demand, and I think it is quite an attractive situation for any kind of trader or exporter from abroad to deal in, and I think India is an attractive destination for trading and business opportunity. So I think with growing demand, there is likely to be a certain effect on increasing imports, but I'm sure it will stay at a similar level. Maybe it can go up to 2.5 million, but then the market will also grow from the current 18 to 20 million tons. It is likely to grow up to 25 to 30 million tons in the next 4-5 years. So it's going to have a corresponding effect on market growth versus increase in imports, if any.
Right, sir. And on the chemical part, sir, you were explaining, sir, I missed the point. The requirement will go down. How have the pricing been, sir, for the chemical requirements, especially for the caustic and the bleaching agent? The price.
Fortunately for us, with us having a complete chemical recovery plant, our requirement for caustic is very, very minimal. Our demand is only for makeup chemical, which is about 3% of our entire demand. And that's about no more than 250 tons a month. So even though, yes, caustic prices are currently ruling at about 62,000 rupees per ton level, but the impact for us is very, very minimal because of our own chemical recovery system that we have in place.
Okay. And what is our market share, sir, currently in the copier segment?
Copier segment, we deal very, very differently. We are serving the entire marketing needs of the publishing sector, the printing sector, the notebook manufacturing, and all sorts. So our total copier production for us is about 20% of our entire production, and we are able to market that quite efficiently and economically. So as such, if you see the percentage in the copier market will be low, but our realizations for our copier brand is higher than the others. So it's a good mix for us, and we are quite happy dealing with these volumes because we are also getting a good NSR on our writing and printing paper segments to match.
Right. Sir, thank you. I have a couple of, but I'll join the queue again, sir. And thank you for the elaborate answer. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vardhaman Sancheti from AVS Equities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, on good set of number. My question is that what is the current tissue plant expansion in 285 crores?
That's the spend envisaged there is about 35 to 40 crores and will help us establish a capacity of about 35 tons a day.
So, are we making tissue paper as of now?
Sorry?
Are we making any tissue paper as of now?
No, as of now there is no tissue paper. No, sorry.
Okay. And what are the other grades of paper are we looking in for new development?
So we are looking at this food grade wrapping paper, which is an opportunity which has come about by virtue of this single-use plastic ban. And paper will be a rightful replacement for all kinds of food wrapping requirements. So we are doing extensive research and R&D into creating a food wrapping paper, and we should be entering that market in the next three to 4 months.
Okay.
Even items like straws and cup stock and things like that, sort of food-related paper items is what we are looking at and getting a good opportunity and growth prospect from.
Okay. Sir, after reaching like 285 crore CapEx plan, we will be reaching around 2 lakhs capacity. So what after that?
Well, I think with healthy cash flows and being able to create quite a big war chest of funds for ourselves, we could look at another, either a specialty paper machine of 1 lakh tons or even look at a 300 to 400 ton board machine, but that only time will tell. But yes, suffice to say that we will have enough funds available at hand to look at that kind of project in about 2 to 2.5 years time.
So like this would come around 26, 27?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Srimant Dudoria from Shree Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so just one question, you know, for your agro-based pulping capacity, could you please comment on the pricing trends for the agro waste? What has been the rate in the past quarters and the previous quarter?
So in the past quarter, our average pricing was about 11,000 rupees per ton as such for wheat straw. In the previous quarter, it was about 8,000 rupees per ton. So quite a dramatic increase in pricing of this agro residue. But in the current quarter, Q4 of the year, we are seeing a decreasing trend because the new wheat straw crop is going to arrive in April, and the farmers necessarily have to sell their entire available stock of wheat straw that they have, and they only have these 3 months to do that. So we are witnessing quite a reduction in these pricing, and which is quite a healthy trend and of reduced pricing for us.
So what was this number, same quarter last year, Q3 of 22?
Q3 of 22 was at about 6,000 rupees per ton.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ganpat Mehta from Sun City Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sorry sir, to disturb you again. Sir, as regards the paper business of the company is concerned, you are doing good, utilizing 100% of the capacity, improving the EBITDA, and the year-on-year working is also good. That is all good and fine. But I am more interested to hear from your side on the cellulose ethanol pilot project for the rice straw management, for which you successfully established the technology and a pre-commercial plant. So what is the next step? Is there any commercial plant coming up in near future, or is there any tie-up going on with some PSU or some franchisee you can give? Or how the commercial part of that pilot plant can be of beneficial to the company in coming future? So would like to hear more from you on this subject.
Ganpatji, I'll keep the answer very short. We are wanting to be a strictly paper-focused company. It was a sort of a foray into wanting to create an innovative technology, and it ends there. As a company, we don't intend sort of monetizing that technology at all. We will be sequestering that technology into a separate company, and that separate company will see the light of day on its own accord. But no sort of expansion or operation of ethanol of any sort will come into Quantum. Quantum will continue to remain a paper-specific company.
Will there be any relationship of current shareholders with that company, or it will be totally detached?
Totally different. That company will on its own come to the market as and when required. And I think as shareholders of this company, you will get an opportunity to invest there as and how the time allows in future.
Okay. Sir, there is no issue whether it's a new company or it's the same company. But as this company, Quantum, has invested and successfully implemented this pre-commercial pilot plant, so just I was interested to hear more on that line. And what is the potential of that technology or the plant or the project, which either with this company or in a separate company, what can be the revenue guidance estimated on down the line?
I'm sorry.
If you can give some details.
I'm sorry, I will not be able to comment because I'm clearly focusing on the paper side of it and restricting myself from the ethanol. As in how that ethanol story comes into public domain, you will surely hear about it, and at that point in time we will make an effort to reach out to you. But I certainly on my part will not be playing any role in the ethanol operation at all.
Sir, is it not profitable or something else?
No, it's certainly profitable. Ethanol is a very, very profitable and a sort of greenfield project. Opportunities are huge. But okay. I personally want to focus only on paper and growing this aspect. So that's why I'm precluding myself from the ethanol because I don't want to divert my attention into that. Also requires a huge amount of attention and time. And I will not be able to devote it successfully to both paper and ethanol.
Okay, sir. Thank you. No problem.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Govindlal Gilada, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving the opportunity, sir. I got a few questions. First thing, it is a request or advice. This time you have given in presentation sales volume. Last two quarters I am observing there between production sales volume. This time it is sales, and last time it is production. So it is better, sir, if you do both, or at least orange to orange comparing it will be better. Last time it is the production, this time it is sales. So either you do sales volume every quarter or production volume every quarter, or both, it will be most welcome if you do both.
So we are actually producing everything to order, and our production and sales volume are normally very, very similar. You will hardly see any difference in these figures because whatever we produce, we sell in the same quarter. And if you see our year-end stock position, or quarter-end stock position, you will find it within a manageable 2 days production level. So any which way you take it, whether it's the production volume or the sales volume, you'll find them very, very similar. But point taken, we'll keep to a similar pattern of presenting the data.
Thank you, sir. Then next question is, earlier participant or you are commenting that your EBITDA margin 30% will be for 24-25. So I want to just categorically make clear it is 23-24 or 24-25.
No, we are already currently achieving 30%, and we will continue to achieve 30% in the ensuing financial year 23-24 as well. The 33% target is post when we establish this CAPEX plan of paper capacity enhancement and energy cost reduction initiatives. That is when we will target achieving 33% EBITDA in 24-25.
So it is clear, sir. For next year, you are targeting 30%, then year after that, 24-25, 33%.
Correct.
So, yeah, that is. Then last question, sir. In last call, you were mentioning about paper price trend, similar trend can continue for next 1 or 2 years. So just I want to have clarity on that. Still you hold that view, sir?
I'm sorry, the question wasn't clear. Can you please repeat that?
in second quarter last previous call.
Right.
Somebody when asked, you mentioned that paper prices trend for next one or two years will be of similar what current prices are ruling. So I am asking, still you hold same view, sir?
Yes, they will be very similar because they are at a reigning at a higher level. So in the last year, the average paper pricing was about 60,000 rupees per ton, and now they are ruling at sort of 80,000 plus. We are commanding a price of 89,000 rupees per ton currently. So it will be in the similar strain of about between 80,000-85,000 rupees ton levels for the next 1-2 years at least.
That is great, sir. Then what is your outlook for pulp prices for next 1 or 2 years, sir? Any your view on that?
Pulp pricing is a little difficult to detect and difficult to monitor because internationally one has to take into account what are the new capacities coming in, what are the capacities closing down. It is very difficult to project what the pulp pricing is, but they should also remain within similar ranges of between $700-$800 per ton or thereabouts.
These paper prices and pulp prices now, already they are in new range. Earlier, pulp prices were $400-$600, $700 range. Now it is $700. So we can conclude that these all will be now for next 1 or 2 years. We will not be seeing earlier 2-3 years back paper prices 60,000 per pulp. So you need to tell that, sir, there will be no new range in next 1 or 2 years.
Correct, correct. I think with the role of sort of pricing going up, with the cost push coming in, and the sort of all kinds of prices going up, and the inflation factors also coming in, we should be seeing these kind of price levels getting maintained. At you're rightly commenting that pulp pricing should be about $700-$800, and the pricing of paper between 80,000 and 85,000. That's correct.
What is current pulp prices, sir?
Sorry?
Current pulp prices. What is current pulp prices?
The pricing is about $780 for hardwood pulp, and $840 for softwood pulp.
So that is great, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Majumdar from Batlivala & Karani Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So I had a couple of macro questions. I mean, other than you and TNPL, no one else is expanding capacity in writing and printing paper. As we all know, as the economy matures, post this one-time demand from syllabus-related etc., we will see the kind of demand growth rates in WNP slowing down. So why are we expanding capacity at all in WNP? That was the first question.
So even though the investment in paper machine capacity is coming in, Rajesh, but not necessarily that we will stick to writing and printing paper. As I said, we are doing extensive research in making food-grade paper. So the base paper remains the same. We can put in additional laminates of OGR and all and convert our same paper for food grade wrapping purposes. So we are not going to restrict ourselves to in the writing and printing segment. In fact, we've got a large portfolio of specialty papers as well, and a good bit of 15-odd% of our capacity goes into manufacture of specialty papers. There could be an advancement in capacities there as well. So we are quite flexible in our and nimble in our operations, and we have the option to convert sort of going forward. And as and how the opportunity will come in, we will sort of be sure to attract that kind of market with our diverse product portfolio.
So these are fungible production lines which can be modified to make packaging paper, is it?
Maybe somewhat bit of components may need to be added to sort of strictly make good quality food grade paper. That can be easily looked at an appropriate time once the R&D activity gets concluded.
Okay. And so secondly, why are you getting into tissue paper? Because we've seen 2-3 companies in this business struggling, in the sense that export realizations are low and the domestic market hasn't grown as expected. So the realizations and the margins are will be diluted for you. That was the other question.
Well, this is the plan right now, Rajesh, because as per our information, there are only largely two companies in India manufacturing tissue paper, which is Century and Orient. There is no other player to talk home about. And I think tissue paper requirements are growing in India post the pandemic situation and the awareness of hygiene growing up. And I see a huge potential. In fact, tissue paper is growing at the healthiest rate of 20% CAGR going forward. So I think it will be worthwhile investing. And it's not too big an investment. It's about 35 tons per day, and which will sort of make our entire portfolio also more flexible. As you rightly suggested, why stick into one category? We are looking at this differential category to bring flexibility in our volumes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, dhanyawad, sir. Sir, when we earlier look, just before the pandemic or just 2-3 years again, China used to be a dominant player for the pulp and paper industry. How have things now currently changed? And has the new regime said that China would be now only for the domestic market? And what kind of role will China play? And then how then the price trends would likely be, as you have guided for this 88,000-90,000 band? So what have you factored in from China side, sir?
So I think China is facing its own sets of challenges and problems. One is that it is tending to a population which is elderly, and the working hands in China are reducing quite substantially. You would have read, may have read an article that came about 3 days ago, that is the first time in so many years that China's population has actually declined. So they are seeing a decreasing trend, and which will clearly affect the working population as well, and as well as the fact that China spent a lot in creating the infrastructure for machinery and industry, which may go a begging in future, and China will have to play its story very, very differently and contain its entire challenges that it is facing by way of the working population that they have. So I think the effect of China going forward will be limited. It won't be as strong as what we witnessed in the pre-COVID years, and we will see a reduced intervention and impact of China in the world economy and trade going forward.
Just to dwell once again, that it is the aging population or the reduction in the population growth, correct? But what would go along with for the capacity? Since they have the excess capacity, they and the market is remunerative, they can very easily create, improve the utilization levels and again set the paper free in the market again. But what stops them from improving the utilization levels, even though their demand, inherent demand, may go down, as you are trying to explain? Or please correct me there, sir.
I think it will be a combination and variety of things. One is that clearly there is a kind of anti-China sentiment that is getting generated in the world. People are not so amicable looking towards China as they were earlier. They are also sensing the kind of Russian-Ukrainian crisis that has emerged, the world is sort of on trepidation whether China would have the similar story with Vietnam as well. So I think every government is looking at it very, very individually, and we will be, Indian government is clearly above board in all this and very, very sharp on all this, and will not allow intervention from China the way they used to do it earlier. And I say, even if they have these spare capacities available with them, the fact is that they need working hands to run them. And this is something which has been witnessed not only in paper, but I think in lot many other industries, China is failing in its dominance in the world industry and trade per se. So I think with that, I would say that I'm just mentioning that the impact that China used to have prior to COVID will be much, much lesser now going forward.
Right.
Thank you. And sorry to interrupt. Saket Kapoor, I would request you to please come back in the queue. The next question is from the line of Arun Jilani from First Water. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much for this call. And I just want to understand, you said for the next 2 years, we're going to be at record highs in terms of paper prices. So whether it's 85 or 90 as you are at now, and you said primarily it's due to inflation, and of course your EBITDA is around 30 and growing. But beyond the school syllabus, what are the other kind of macro aspects that are keeping demand buoyant? Because as you might realize, I know you said that also there's packaging, you're moving to other sectors, but what else is there?
So we are a company which sort of specializing in serving the marketing needs. We are a company which does customization for our customers as and how they require it, whether it's the GSM or the size or the quantity, whatever it be, we take those orders. We don't work on standard orders. So our customization quality and sort of variedness is much, much higher than any other company. And we are making a foray also into increasing our market penetration into areas which we were not present in and picking up orders from there as well. So we will, our market outreach program is increasing, and we will be creating a new GTM, a go-to-market strategy going forward, which will help us maintain our increased production levels and volumes that we generate, and our sort of way to sell them will clearly be there. A strategy will be developed to ensure that we sell that as well. And in addition to this RTE which has come in, one is obviously is this single-use plastic ban which has come in. And as I've mentioned, we are foraying into the innovation in R&D towards making food-grade wrapping paper, which is going to be a huge market and a huge volume. We may see, we may end up dedicating one of our machines particularly only for manufacturing food-grade wrapping paper. That's a huge opportunity that I'm seeing going forward.
Got it. But what are the other drivers? Because I understand and I appreciate that, but are there any other kind of aspects or that's it? Because I wouldn't imagine that your competitors are standing still, letting you penetrate their market. So there will be pushback and so on, or they'll even go into food wrapping. But what are the overall kind of pull to keep you at 100% utilization, to keep you at 85 to 90% realization? 85 to 90 rupees per kilo realization.
I'm not sanguine about keeping those kind of realizations. So even if they do come down, we are going to see a correlated effect in reduced costs as well. So if you see, our agro pricing has gone up from 6,000 to 11,000 rupees per ton. I am very sure and confident, and even our fuel pricing is at an all-time high. I'm very sure if that impact comes on to paper pricing, we are going to see somewhat effect on reduced cost of inputs as well, which will help enable me to sort of maintain my margins thereabouts. So I'm quite confident that it's going to not going to be a dramatic impact on my profitability angle as well. And one more factor would be that India is again a growing population, and India is sort of projected to grow to about 1.8 billion population by 2050, and which will clearly mean an increased demand for schools, education. Education is going to grow, schools, education institutions are going to grow, which will mean an increased demand for paper as well. So I think all in all, for the next decade, clearly is going to be on a optimistic footing.
Got it. Sure. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rabindranath Nayak from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. One question. What is the average pulp cost for you in this quarter? And what is the, if you said that your agro-based cost is around, wheat straw cost is around 10,000 rupees per ton and 10 to 11,000 and 7,000 per wood. If wood remain constant and this price will come down to around say 6,000 to 7,000 rupees, wheat straw prices, what would be the pulp cost? What is the current cost and what would be the pulp cost?
Average pulp cost is about 43,000 rupees per ton, with agro currently being about 41,500 and wood being 46,500. So with agro pulp cost coming down, I will sort of observe and budget for a reduced agro pulp cost, and agro pulp cost should come down to about 38,000 rupees per ton level.
Okay. So please, can you please give me about the different rates of paper prices in this quarter?
Average rate we commanded about 90,000 plus rupees per ton.
No, no, I am just talking about different grades of paper. For example, you know, writing, printing, copier, and different grades of paper.
My specialty paper, some of them command as high as 98,000 rupees per ton. This is the colored copier and colored paper that I make. Writing and printing paper, Maplitho, is at about 92,000 rupees per ton. Cream wove is at about 90,000 rupees per ton. Copier is at about 92,000, but then you take the cost of packaging is higher. So again, the profitability that you get from copier is again about 89,000-90,000 rupees per ton.
So this includes GST, right?
No, no, no. This is neutralization. GST is, if you include GST, then we are commanding 1 lakh rupees per ton plus.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajesh Majumdar for closing remarks.
Today, I will now like to hand over the conference to the management for closing remarks, if any.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call. I hope we've been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. If you do still have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. We are very thankful to you all and to our investors who have stood by us and had the confidence in the company's growth plans. And with this, I wish everyone a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
On behalf of Patliwala and Karani Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.